1A Girls Championship. It was Allie Bormis of Heritage Christian Academy. She finished with a two-round score of 152. Her teammate at Heritage Christian Academy, Alex Rohde, took home the boys' individual title. He shot a 143 over 2 days. The girls 1A team champion, Dawson Boyd, for the third straight year. They're joined on the podium by the boys from Heritage Christian Academy. So that wraps up state golf. We have three more tournaments left this week, starting with the boys volleyball championships today at the University of St. Thomas. The top two seeds square off at 6 o'clock tonight, number 1 Eastview versus number 2 Eden Prairie. That game and the rest of these in lacrosse and baseball can all be seen on NSPN.tv. Yes, the action continues today in lacrosse. The boys at Roseville High School, the girls at White Bear Lake. Their semifinals kick off at 3 o'clock today. The championship games are on Saturday. And state baseball begins their quarterfinal action today at four locations. Classes 1A and 2A are in St. Cloud. The 3A quarters are in Chaska. And Class 4A is at CHS Field in St. Paul. Semifinals are tomorrow. All four championship games are at Target Field on Monday.
You're listening to Minnesota Sports Radio.
The Madison, Dawson, and Canby Libraries will be holding charcoal sketching classes on Saturday, June 13th, with classes at 9 a.m. at the Dawson Library, 12:30 p.m. at the Madison Library, and 4 p.m. at the Canby Library. The classes are free and open to everyone age 16 and older. Call your respective library to sign up. This is made possible with money from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Commitment.
You mean standing behind your customers long after they drive away?
Exactly. With the Heartland Advantage, every Chevrolet comes with an unlimited lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles, because that relationship doesn't end at purchase. It lasts as long as our warranty, for life.
Because it's not just a Chevy, it's a Heartland Chevrolet. Visit heartlandmotor.com.
Together, let's drive at Heartland Motor Company in Morris.
Now, the Success Journal. Here's Chris Whitting.
Ed and Tom were brothers with different dreams. Ed wanted to get an education, so he went off to school. Tom's goal was to run a business. He used his savings to buy a factory that made chairs. Tom was soon satisfied, but not Ed. School had given Ed big ambitions. At first, Ed worked at Tom's chair factory, learning all he could. Then he bought his own furniture company. He wanted to furnish himself with a real fortune. Soon the brothers were competing. Ed made chairs too, but refused to sit around like Tom. In fact, Ed went on a factory buying spree and built an empire. Perhaps you know the two brothers by their last name, Broyhill. Today, Broyhill Furniture has a very big financial cushion. With the Success Journal, I'm Chris Whitting.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottle?
To 215-215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215-215. That's SPARK to 215-215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, you!
Yeah, I'm talking to you!
We got a show and it's Guys and Dolls at Chan Has and Dinner Theaters. It's terrific and delicious, because
you got dinner and a show.
Don't take my word, everybody's loving it. The Pioneer Press called it a must-see. Star Tribune called it eye-popping and blazing with brilliance. I heard a lady from Eden Prairie say this is the best show she's ever seen at the Chan. Grab your doll or your guy. Get your family over here for Guys and Dolls. Visit ChanHasAndDT.com.
It's 12 past 11 here at Q92 Radio.
25,000 watts, 24 hours a day on Q92, KLQP-FM.
it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening.
And good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramel here with the Garden Show once again with Dwayne Hasted from Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning. Kind of a little different day than yesterday. It was hot and muggy yesterday, and it's kind of trying to spit here a little bit, but it's more overcast.
Yeah, yeah. I was at State Golf for the last 2 days, and you got a nasty storm the other night here, I understand.
I think the storm was, you know, more went through Madison and up north. Dawson had a few down limbs, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But some places did. At my cousin Gary Hasted, they really got a windstorm through there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about wind. One of our listeners called in a question about wind, and so we'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's start the garden show. We're going to open up our phone lines, as we always do. For any lawn or garden question for Dwayne, that the number to call is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. If you'd like to email your question over klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
I picked, and I usually pick this every year because I really like it. There's a new Japanese tree lilac. It's called Snow Dance. And they are small to medium-sized trees. They have huge, big, white, creamy, white flowers on. And if you don't, and they're very, very hardy. They're a Zone 3 plant. If you don't have a Japanese tree lilac, I think you should have one. They're very pretty. That's what's down the boulevard in Dawson. And also, 2 years ago when we had city trees in Madison and you could plant a tree, one of the trees, there were 30 of them, Japanese tree lilacs planted around the city of Madison.
Hmm.
So,
how many different kinds of lilacs are there, Dwayne?
There's thousands, but this is actually a tree form.
Oh, tree form, okay.
Tree, okay. It's called Snow Dance Japanese Tree Lilac, and it's a tree.
Mm-hmm.
It has flowers like a lilac, only bigger yet. They're big and huge and white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You sent me over a picture. We posted it on our KOKP Facebook page. You can take a look at that there. Beautiful tree.
And that the one that's pictured there is a clump one. That means it has multiple stems from the base.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of looks like, you know, well, a clump like a birch tree.
Yep.
It's cool.
Yeah, when I think of, when I hear lilac, I don't think tree.
Well,
I think bush.
There's all kinds of Norwegians out there.
Okay. What's our horticultural concern for the week?
Getting a lot of calls about tent caterpillars. If you know, you can see webbing in a tree. It's like there's a nest, and inside there's just thousands and thousands of caterpillars. They're little black, browny caterpillars. They come out at night. They feed during, not in the heat of the day. And then they go back in that tent during the heat of the day. It's hard to even penetrate that with spray. Yeah, so you have to kind of break that up or take it and throw it on the ground and stamp on it. And then you should spray with an insecticide to kill those tent caterpillars. Because they can defoliate a tree in a couple days.
Okay.
Eat all the leaves off.
Yeah.
So watch for those. You'll see a tent in your trees.
Okay.
So I have a question.
Well, a question for me?
For everybody.
All right.
Why are most spring flowers white?
Why are most spring flowers white?
We kind of started this last week when we had the grandma plants. We had bridal wreath spirea and snowball viburnum and again, like this white lilac, the service berries on, in the groves are white. A lot of trees, shrubs, flowers are white in early spring.
Huh.
You know why?
Why?
Because it takes a lot of solar energy, a lot of ultraviolet energy to produce color. And so it's a survival thing of the plant. And so spring flowers, will produce a white flower because it doesn't have to take the energy from producing leaves. It wants to produce more leaves, and so it has white flowers because white is actually the absence of color. So it doesn't have to use up its ultraviolet rays from the sun. And then later, when it has more ultraviolet or warmer out, then you'll get more vibrant colors. Hmm. So most flowers in the spring are white or even yellow, because it doesn't take a lot of energy to produce a yellow flower either.
Who never gave that a thought before?
Well, who would?
Yep.
Somebody like me.
Yeah, that's right. All right, once again, that phone number to call for a lawn or garden question. I should have a lot of garden questions starting here shortly. Give us a call, 320-598-7301. Dwayne, we got a lot of questions. One from last week we didn't get to. Maybe you called them or whatever, but is it too late to spray my evergreens for needle cast?
What?
Is it too late to spray my evergreens for needle cast for the first time this year?
Oh, no. Go ahead and do that, because the buds have opened up and expanded, and their needles are starting on there. And so you want to protect that new foliage. So this is a great time to start. You should spray it now with, you know, some type of foliar fungicide, and then spray it in 6 weeks again, and you'll protect those evergreens. It's easy to help those evergreens out.
Okay. This one is through email. Here's my grandma plant question for the day. My bridal wreath spirea is finished blooming, and they're too tall. Can I cut these down to the height I'd like, and then will they bloom next year? A bridal wreath spirea.
Do you remember Eleanor and Jennings Lund in Madison?
I do.
They when they moved from the farm and moved in the big white house across from Faith Lutheran Church, and they had 23 bridal wreath spireas planted around that house, and they were just huge and overgrown. I told Eleanor, I'm going to take my chainsaw, I'm going to go around your house, I'm going to cut them all the way to the ground. She says, no. I did it. I went all the way around her house with my chainsaw and cut them all the way to the ground. We got to the front porch, and she was crying in her rocker in the front porch.
Oh.
Killed all my bushes. I bet her a steak dinner. I said, I'll bet you by the end of the summer they'll be waist high and they'll have flowers on them.
Okay.
She had to make me a steak dinner.
Okay.
So you have overgrown bushes, okay, way overgrown. They're all sticky and, you know, old lilacs, old bridal wreath spireas, you know, old rose bushes. Besides, you can prune them, okay? But what you do is you prune off the nice stuff and you leave the bad stuff, okay? So what you got to do is cut them to the ground and let them come back, and then you'll have a whole new plant. So cut them back, water them and fertilize them, and you'll have a nice bush. It might take a little longer. This lady, cut it to the ground. She'll have flowers next year.
Yeah. We have them in some in our front lawn, our front of our house too, and we cut them down, or my wife does, I should say, not we. She cuts them down, and they come back beautiful.
Yep, so, they will. You got to rejuvenate them. It's not really pruning; it's cutting them to the ground. Cut all that crap off there.
Okay, good. Good questioner. Thanks for the question. And this question is, with the storm the other night, what flowers, Dwayne, can handle high winds better than others? What flowers can handle high winds better than others? Any idea?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. I got three things going on here, so we got to answer this one. What you want is plants that have sturdy stems, okay, or are lower spreading type flowers, or even branches that are more flexible than others that will blow in the wind. And so those are the types that will withstand wind, but you know what? When it's 80, 90 mile an hour plus, there's not a lot of things that are going to tolerate that. Hey, I mean, not this past wind, but winds and a few years ago blew 23 trees down in my yard.
Hmm.
So they're going to blow some of these flowers off. But some specific varieties that will withstand wind are like daylilies or zinnias, lantana, maybe Russian sage, marigolds, low-growing flowers like moss roses or coneflowers, or maybe some native prairie plants because, you know, they grew up in the wind.
Yep, yep, for sure. Okay.
Maybe peonies. Peonies don't do well, or maybe even, you know, big flowering type bushes like hydrangeas probably don't do very well in the wind.
Okay. Someone wants to know what is the best mulch for their vegetable garden?
Straw.
Straw? Why is that? Why is that?
Why straw? Because, or even, I will even take that back. Alfalfa.
Oh, okay.
Alfalfa, put alfalfa down, and then a lot of people will let that it'll do its job for keeping the weeds down and holding the moisture in. And after that, you can till the alfalfa right in the ground because it'll add nitrogen and nutrients to your ground. So any wood product, type product, is going to absorb the nitrogen or take the nitrogen out of the soil. So it actually robs the plants of a lot of fertilizer. So if you do use wood products, you got to fertilize more. But alfalfa is kind of a new idea, and people are having really good luck with that.
Last week we had to dig up all our rhubarb. Our rhubarb was growing like weeds, so we dug it up and we threw them in tomatoes for mulch. Okay.
Well.
All right. Question from one of our listeners called in here. When should I spray my apple trees and how often?
Should have started a long time ago.
Okay. Can you still spray them?
Yes. What you want to do is definitely mid-June and mid-July because that's when a lot of the bugs are out there and a lot of the diseases. So you can use like orchard spray or a fruit tree spray, or we created a spray called Garden Explosion or Tree Spray, and it's all natural products. So I would just suggest any of those. But if you look on the label, it says you should spray your apple trees every 2 to 3 weeks. The only time you don't spray your apples, two times you don't spray your apples, is when they are blooming, and that's long past. And then probably, you shouldn't spray them for, say, a week before you're starting to harvest.
Okay. I'm going to squeeze one more question in here. Is it too late to overseed my lawn in June?
You're going to squeeze that in. It's going to take me an hour to explain.
You only got 2 minutes.
Oh, we can do that. One of the reasons it's hard to, a couple of reasons, it's hard to grow grass at this time of the year. It gets too hot, and even if you water, you can't hardly keep it wet enough. But the other thing is the weed pressure. You get a lot of weeds at this time of the year, and you're starting to get the ideal condition of growing grass. You're also going to get weeds. So got to put a crabgrass preventer down that you can put with newly seeded, new grass seed, okay? And that's a special one. We have that. It's called Step One. We have that at Heather Nursery and Floral. After your grass has come up, you can spray the weeds in your grass. You got to keep them down. So, yeah, you can do it now. It's a little harder than in the fall. Best time to seed your lawn is in mid-August.
All right. And real quick, when you open, where are your locations at, Duane? What's going on?
I'm usually around someplace, but we're in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. Store hours vary a little bit, but usually, we're at least here from... In Dawson, our hours are from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and then till noon on Saturday. Bonnie's a little longer, and Madison's a little shorter than that.
All right. Thanks a lot, Duane. Got to run, so we'll talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. Have a great day, everybody.
Duane Hasted with Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse.
To Q92 KLQP Madison Dawson. It's time for news headlines and the weather here on Q92.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota congressional Republicans are calling on Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison to resign from office following the release of the fraud report from the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Looking for a job in Minnesota just got a little easier. Deed has launched a new and improved online labor exchange designed to help connect job seekers and employers. Deputy Commissioner Evan Rowe.
We have thousands of jobs from vetted Minnesota employers that are on there. And there's no ads. There's no sponsored posts. This is really like the purpose of it's careerforce.mn.gov is to provide just a very straightforward experience, both for employers and for job applicants.
Authorities in West Central Minnesota say a man died after being pinned under a tree in Brandon. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the 78-year-old was located underneath the tree late Wednesday morning. This is MNN.
Get ready to bid on the heavy equipment and vehicles you need in a Ritchie Brothers Midwest Regional Auction happening June 25th. Inventory is housed in Minneapolis, Kansas City, Chicago, Columbus, Detroit, and Lincoln locations. Choose from a wide selection of construction and transportation equipment. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Chicago to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Chicago.
Minnesota, before you dig, dig smart. Underground utility lines can be just below the surface. Striking one can mean danger, damage, and delays. Click or call 811 or visit gopherstateonecall.org. It's fast, free, and the law. Dig smart, dig safe.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jenna from United Prairie Bank. Our professional and friendly team is ready to serve your banking needs, whether you prefer all the bells and whistles of mobile tools or good old-fashioned face-to-face services. We're proud to be family-owned and community-focused right here in Minnesota. Visit us online at unitedprairiebank.com or better yet, stop by and see us. United Prairie Bank, member FDIC.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with a chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 71. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 56. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 83. Mainly sunny and dry Saturday and Sunday. Low 70s Saturday, mid 70s by Sunday. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 73 Monday, 74 Tuesday, and 81 on Wednesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Q92 Country. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
For regular updates on local, regional, and national news throughout the day, leave your dial right here on 92.1 FM.
The time, 11:33.
Time now for the Ag News and Farm Markets from the Linder Farm Network, brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling.
Good morning. It's time for the market update here on the Linder Farm Network. It's brought to you by R&S Grain Systems, installers of the original fan under mixed flow grain dryer. By Grain Handler, crsgrain.com. Well, Chicago Board of Trade prices, the USDA report, didn't have a lot in it for market moving, especially market moving higher news today. We'll hear from Jim Emter in a moment. For the corn and the beans, July corn 413 and a quarter, down 5 3/4. December 441, down 5 3/4. July soybeans at 1113 and a quarter, now down 9 3/4. November 1132 and 3/4, down 5 3/4. And July Chicago wheat down 1 1/2. September Minneapolis wheat up 2 1/2. Live cattle June up 70, 250, 92, now up 82. August up 80, October up 125. Feeder cattle August up 307. And July lean hogs 96.62, down 22. August up 17, October down 7. National hog slaughter, let's go to the national negotiated carcass barrels and gilts weighted average. 97.60, that's up 25 cents. And the 5-day rolling, 96.67. Iowa, Minnesota, 5-day rolling, 95.77. Pork cutout plant report, carcass up 105 this morning. Box beef cutout values, choice up 159, select down 41. And cattle trade out of Nebraska, live bid of 260. Now let's go to Jim Emter with more on today's supply and demand report.
Yeah, Linda, the big news items are going to really kind of stem down to all wheat number being a little lower than expected. Not by a ton, 1.543 billion bushels of all wheat production versus 1.55 expected and 1.561 in the prior report. But when you look at the new crop wheat carryout, we're down to about a 744 million bushel carryout versus 762 in the May report. The market was kind of expecting no change, and we got a lower on the carryout as a result of a reduction in yield once again. And that's got the wheat market that found a bit early, but not doing much with it right now. Just something we're going to want to watch in the backdrop. Otherwise, the domestic front for corn and soybeans, not a lot of news out of this report. Where there is news is out of Argentina and Brazil, where we did see increases in Argentina both on corn and soybean production estimates. And then we also saw increase on the corn production estimate out of Brazil. That overall net result resulted in a world corn carryout that grew to 281.2 million metric tons versus 277.54. So early out of the report today, those are the numbers that stuck out, Linda.
And a Finnish cattle out of Central Zimbrota, Finnish beef steers 245 to 256. Finnish beef heifers 245 to 256. Finnish dairy cross steers and heifers 235 to 253.50 out of Zimbrota. This is the Linder Farm Network.
Well, is over 10 years old, it might be time to take a closer look. Minerals build up, pumps wear down, pressure tanks fail, and small issues turn into expensive ones fast. Irvin Drilling and Pump can inspect, clean, and update your system before it becomes a problem. Family owns, call 320-523-1621 or visit irvindrilling.com.
Hello, Mitch Bartle from Perm Stockyard, going live auctions weekly. Make plans to attend the Hog Goat Sheep Sale June 15th, followed by our June 22nd and June 29th Dairy and Hay and Straw Sale for June is Dairy Month. The Dairy Princesses will be here that day. For more information, contact Perm Stockyards at 218-639-5228. Online viewing and bidding available through Cattle USA. See you at Perm Stockyards, where Handshake is still a contract.
That's an update on the LFN.
Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison's a place to go for all your tiling services. They serve all of our Q92 listening area. They use Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. Quality materials, years of experience. You can count on both when you deal with Northern Plains Tiling in Madison. That's Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, Minnesota. Give them a call, 320-598-3999.
Let's check on the markets from the Linder Farm Network on Q92. Was brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison.
If you need tiling done, check with them first. Northern Plains Tiling, Madison.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions.
Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Hello, this is Daryl Rainier from the Rainier Auction Company, reminding everybody about our annual June machinery auction. Now, that'll be on Saturday the 13th at 9 o'clock. Now, just to tell you about a few of the early consignments, there's a New Holland T7245. That tractor is fully loaded, like new. There's also a John Deere 7710 front wheel assist. There's semi-tractors, trailers. There's hay binds, balers, rakes, plus 40 other tractors. Now, this is just a list of a few of the consignments. This is both a live and online sale for Saturday. Now, Cole, tell us about the Thursday night double ring sale.
All right, June the 11th, online-only auction will be running two rings. There's everything from cars, pontoons, boats, side-by-sides. There's firearms, cattle gates. There's cattle chutes. There's fencing. There's tools, toolboxes. There's steel workbenches, new chains, containers. There's 20s and 40-foot one-time use containers. There is truly something here for everyone. Now, the sale starts. Ring 1 closes at 6 p.m., and Ring 2 starts closing at 7.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are recovering ground today. Investors are bargain hunting after a sell-off in tech shares. Intel, Micron Technology, Marvell Technology, and NVIDIA are all higher today. Crude oil prices have been mixed to lower as traders continue to monitor developments in the Iran conflict. However, Oracle shares are losing ground. The software and cloud computing company reported an upbeat quarter, but revealed steep spending plans for its artificial intelligence building. Investors are looking past another report suggesting inflation rose in May. The producer price index, prices at the wholesale level, jumped 1.1% on higher energy costs, up 6.5% for the year and up 4.9% excluding food and energy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
Come on over to Canby for Hat Days, Friday, June 19th through Sunday, June 21st. Don't miss out on all the fun. For a complete list of the many activities, go to CanbyChamber.com. All events located at Central Park, unless specified. And don't forget the big Hat Days Parade, Saturday, June 20th at 3 o'clock. Come on over to Canby for Hat Days, sponsored by the Canby Chamber of Commerce.
Other events will include a medallion hunt, a vendor fair, a pickleball tournament, kids' inflatables, free bowling for the kids on Saturday from 11 to 2, and many other activities.
June is here, and that means it's time to tackle those summer projects. At Madison Hardware and Sporting Goods, your locally owned hardware store in Madison, you'll find everything you need for lawn care, gardening, deck repairs, painting, and grilling. Whether you're planting flowers, fixing a fence, or getting the cabin ready for summer, their knowledgeable team is here to help you with expert advice and hometown service. Heading to the lake? Stop by for fresh minnows and lively night crawlers. Stock up on bait before your next fishing trip and get out on the water with confidence. Madison Hardware and Sporting Goods. Local people, local service, and everything you need to get the job done right.
The time is 11:44. Great music for Haydenville, Providence, Cerro Gordo, and Black Apparel Village on KLQP FM 92.1.
She took it off her finger, now it doesn't mean a thing.
you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison this week? In the meat department, you'll find boneless beef sirloin tip steak, $6.99 a pound. In the produce department, red or green seedless grapes, $2.49 a pound. California yellow nectarines and peaches, $2.99 a pound. At Jubilee Foods in Madison, where they bag your groceries and carry them to your car.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
Saddle up, folks. The Western Fest PRCA Stampede Rodeo is riding into town June 25th through the 27th at the Lemar Ranch in Granite Falls, 7 p.m. nightly, with gates swinging open at 5:30 p.m. Hop on a free shuttle starting at 5 at Rock Haven parking lot on Highway 212. We'll get you there in style. Got little wranglers? Sign them up early for mutton busting at GraniteFallsPRCARodeo.org. Get your tickets now online or grab them at the gate. Don't miss out on the heart-pounding rodeo action brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort and Unbeatable Feeds. Dust off your boots, grab your hat, and we'll see you at the rodeo.
Come on over to Montevideo this Friday night. It's a regular race night. Green flag drops at 7 o'clock. No Midwest modifieds or late models. Add Gen X to race night at Fiesta City Speedway in Montevideo. Follow them on Facebook for updates and more information. See you over in Montevideo for racing action Friday night, Fiesta City Speedway.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Lacaparral County farmers, as you empty pesticide containers this summer, remember to recycle them by bringing them to either the fertilizer plant where they were purchased or to the Lacaparral Co-op fertilizer plant in Dawson, Bellingham Co-op elevator, or Fieldcrest fertilizer in Madison. Empty plastic pesticide container recycling guidelines state they must be triple rinsed or pressure rinsed and free of all pesticides with labels and caps removed. Containers must be under 55 gallons. No mini bulk containers are accepted as part of this collection. While dropping them off, the pesticide containers must be strung together with string only. No wire will be accepted. If containers are strung together with wire, they'll be rejected. String is available at all plants. The first pickup of the year will take place Monday, June 15th. However, you can continue to drop them off throughout the summer. Minnesota Department of Agriculture will schedule another pickup this fall. Again, farmers, please return your empty pesticide containers to the fertilizer plant where they were purchased or to Lacaparral Co-op fertilizer plant in Dawson, Bellingham Co-op elevator, or Fieldcrest fertilizer in Madison as they are emptied for recycling. This program is sponsored by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, promoted by the Lacaparral County Environmental Office. Come on over to the Madison VFW every Thursday night at 6:30 for bingo. You're invited to play. Proceeds go to community service projects. That's bingo at the Madison VFW every Thursday night, 6:30, license number 00477.
No appointment, no problem. At CCM Health in Montevideo, we've got you covered. Our walk-in clinic is here for you 7 days a week. Whether it's a weekday or the weekend, we're open when you need us most. Monday through Friday, we're available 7:30 to 5:30. On Saturdays and Sundays, we are open from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find us at 824 North 11th Street in Montevideo. Just use the main entrance. Please note, we're closed on major national